And welcome back. Joining us by phone now is State Senator Maria Chappell Nadal. Her 14th district includes the area in question, the ones we've been talking about. She's very, very concerned about the landfill fire potential. Senator Nadal, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Don.
Give me some sense of what your concerns are.
Well, I have to tell you that I've been tracking this for about 4 years when my Senate district it started including Westlake Landfill as well as the Bridgeton Landfill. And, we have binders full. I've been sharing information with former Senator Dempsey because his district is right across the river. I've been concerned about the water intake centers of North County. There are two of them. But when I saw the report from the Attorney General, that is when I was alarmed and knew that my residents, that the residents of all of St. Louis, needed to be assured that everything was okay. So there are references that are in the report that the Attorney General did with independent scientists where they say that what we have under the ground could end up as Chernobyl. What I am concerned about are the 48,000 tons of uranium that have been spread all over the place. And we're not talking about uranium-4 or uranium-6. We're talking about the most potent uranium in the world. This is the Belgian Congo uranium. And the department, the U.S. Department of Defense, contracted with Mallinckrodt years ago. And part of the Manhattan Project, most of it was done right in the St. Louis region. Now, we're at the point where we're not just talking about radium or radon. We're talking about uranium-235, uranium-238, benzene, thorium, and their daughters. The people of St. Louis, especially the families that live in and around Bridgeton and Coldwater Creek, deserve to have answers. We are looking at the cancer clusters that are in North County. We're looking at the number of children who have double sets of teeth, children who have missing eyeballs, the number of children who have brain tumors. This is not consistent with a normal community whatsoever. And so that's why I think it's important to ask these questions. There are questions that exist such as, is MSD, the Missouri Sewer District, are they testing the leachate? How often are they testing the leachate? Is any of the bacteria, that the good bacteria put into these pumps from Republic Services to MSD, is it tested? Are we looking to see of what the lifespan is of this good bacteria that MSD uses to remediate this? I am concerned because there are people who live in the Spanish Village area who experienced methane. I was right across the street from the landfill last week, and one of the firefighters who I work with, by the way, they're nervous too as well, said, look at one of the puddles, Maria, look at one of the puddles, and tell me if you see any bubbles coming up. And I did. And he said, do you know what that is? That's methane. Really? So then I looked on the state page, Department of Natural Resources, and in the recent past, Republic Services, as well as other landfills throughout the state, there were reports on the problems dealing with methane and how much methane was being released through the asphalt. So we're at a point in time where a lot of people, as Dr. Royal was talking about the scare, I do believe that every single St. Louisan, every single person in this region deserves to know exactly where all of these uranium deposits were poured. We know that the Department of Defense, the U.S. Department of Defense, they hired haulers. We have newspaper articles from 1953 where some of these uranium spills ended up north of the airport in places like Robertson, Missouri, which is no longer existing because they had to buy out those homes because of that spill in 1953. There are children who were playing in those fields and ended up getting sick, so they had an entire community buyout. This is serious.
What is your next step?
Well, I'm investigating this. This is a big deal. This is widespread. I was telling a good friend, I said, I think this may be bigger than Ferguson. And he said, It's wider than Ferguson. And the reason why it's wider than Ferguson is when you have that steam and when you have that fire connect with particles, radioactive particles, it becomes airborne. And it's not going to be restricted by one, to one zip code. It's going to be across the area. So anyone who says that we should not raise the consciousness of individuals who are trying to take care of their families, they're dead wrong. We should be concerned about the livelihood of our children who are playing in parks, who are going to their little league games, and et cetera. I mean, these are some fundamental questions every single family should be concerned about. And just because an entity says, oh, we're safe, and we don't have any evidence to back that up, that's like a lobbyist in Jefferson City. Tell us, do this, and then we're expected to do that. That's not how it works.
Let me ask you to catch your breath for just a second, because we have some other people here that might want to respond to us, to what you've said. Russ Nocke is Director of Field Communications and Public Affairs for Republic Services. He is with us in studio. Republic Services, of course, is the owner-operator of the territory that we've been talking about. Russ, there was quite a load of points there made by the senator, if you will. And let's just back up a little bit and get your response to some of the things that she has been saying. Well, I've never heard of kids' eyeballs being destroyed by this,
yeah,
but maybe you have.
I agree. Let's back up for a second and just begin with the fact that Ridgeton Landfill is in a managed state. It is safe. It is intensely monitored, not only by the operators at our landfill, but by regulators at county and state and federal levels. There is, as Dr. Arroyo pointed out, fear out there. And some of that fear is driven by confusion, hysteria, unfortunately in some cases even misinformation. The good senator, she is a passionate advocate for her constituents, and she's done a lot of good work for the community during Ferguson and after Ferguson. But I fundamentally disagree with her comparisons to, you know, of the site to Chernobyl or to the situation in Ferguson or any sort of scalability as the site relates to Ferguson. The fact of the matter is EPA, DHSS, you know, so the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, a number of experts that have taken a look at issues, ranging from air or water or land, they continue to state that the site is safe, that there's nothing that rises to the level of a public health concern, and that's where we're at. So we are the good senator did mention that there were some expert reports that the attorney general released a couple of weeks ago. Now it should be just pointed out for your audience that we are in the middle of litigation that was brought by the attorney general specific to Ridgeton Landfill. He did have experts that put out reports on a number of issues. That is part of the litigation process. The court sets that schedule. As part of the court's schedule, we in turn will provide expert reports to the court, which will be made public in the middle to the latter part of October. It will address all of these issues, and you'll see that everything that we put out, just as we always talk about, is based in science.
Senate, go ahead, Veronique.
I was just going to say, regarding air quality at the landfill, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources has issued repeated notices of violation for a range of problems with air quality, ranging from sulfur dioxide to benzene. I know you have a new air permit application due on Monday, and you had tried a study over the summer to try to reduce sulfur emissions. They didn't work. What is the status of all of that, and what are you doing to try to address
those
issues?
A fair question. I wouldn't want to get ahead of a formal response to the state regulator on that. But what I would point out is this summer, as you're well aware, we talked about the latest in a series of comprehensive air sampling events that we've done, five comprehensive ones, seven total. Those sampling events continue to look at just thousands of data points and continue to show that there are no air quality issues that would rise to the level of a public health or safety concern.
Senator Nadal, do you want to jump in here?
I would love to. First of all, I want to announce formally and publicly that I will be resigning from the University City School Board effective September 30th. The reason why is because this issue is so huge. When you look at all the facts, when you look at some of the complaints that people have made, this is beyond what one person can handle. And while I have totally enjoyed serving the people in University City on the school board, and y'all know how important education is. I also believe that the livelihood of every St. Louisan is equally important, and that's where I want to put my time. But I would respond by saying independent scientists use the term Chernobyl like event in the Attorney General's report. And for independent scientists to say that, that is a remarkable statement. And so at the bare minimum, the people of Missouri, the people of St. Louis deserve to know what the truth is. We know that the EPA has been restricted. We know that DHSS has had reports. We know that the St. Louis County Department of Health has talked about the clusters of cancer. But what we don't know is why the U.S. Department of Defense has ignored and turned a blind eye on literally thousands of tons of uranium that has a half-life of 1,000 years, and it only gets more potent as time goes on, which is why you're seeing more and more people with cancer. Yesterday, one of the senators who used to live right behind Coldwater Creek, she walked out of the Senate chamber when I was talking, and she said, "I lived right in the backyard of Coldwater Creek. My brother had cancer." The students, she was a teacher as well, and she said the number of students who are dying of cancer is abnormal. It's not natural. And so we're here in Pattonville School District, the same thing, people dying of cancer. Here's the last point that I really want to make. Looking at groundwater, when it's tested properly, a 6-inch test is not a proper testing of groundwater. But groundwater that is radioactive can end up with flooding in people's backyards and in their basements. So anyone who experienced flooding in their backyards or in their parks or in their basements, they should be concerned about the radioactive waste that is in there. Again, we're not talking just about radon. We're talking about uranium-235 and 238, benzene, thorium, and their daughters.
We've been through that again. I don't mean to interrupt, but our time is getting away. So what next? My impression was you're going to be conducting a series of hearings. Is that what's going to be happening as far as your next step?
So here's what we've done after I spoke on the floor yesterday.
Make it quick, please.
Several of our senators came here. We're going to continue to investigate. There are a group of people all over the area who are interested in this, and it's a wonderful coalition of people. We do not have differences, but we are asking for a review with scientists. Senator Emery, Senator Riddle, and several other senators are gravely concerned about what may happen in the next 3 to 6 months. And look, you know, if something doesn't happen in the next 6 months, then I guess we're fine. But you know what? Those people who said nothing is going to happen whatsoever and our health is not going to be hurt because of this radioactive waste in the landfill, I would love for them to be right. But the people of St. Louis deserve to know the facts. They deserve to know the truth. And just because someone is saying there's not a problem doesn't mean that we go along with that. We need to investigate this. This is about our children, Don.
We will be touching base with you to see what kind of progress you're making on this new challenge that you're facing, Senator Marie Chappelle Nadal. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's great talking to you. Any response, Russ? Again,
quite a lot to unpack there. Yeah. She referenced Coldwater Creek. I'm glad that the good senator did so. Let's be, you know, just crystal clear that that is a completely different circumstance than Westlake Landfill. I don't know, Mike, if you'd like to comment some on Coldwater.
Actually, yes, I would like to address something that the senator said. She mentioned the DOD turning a blind eye to this uranium contamination. The FUSRAP program has existed for decades, and the Corps has only been executing for the last 17 years, leaked 1997. Under the 1998 Energy and Water Appropriation, we were able to take over execution. So we've been cleaning it up since then, and that whole idea of finding where this is, that's what FUSRAP is doing. We're still sampling as we go along Coldwater Creek and finding everywhere that this could have migrated from the upstream source contamination, which is how we spent that initial time on this project eliminating. So DOD and Department of the Army as part of DOD is definitely addressing this issue, and we're doing everything we can to find everywhere this has gone within our project area.
But again, Don, just to be clear, Coldwater Creek, Westlake Landfill, two very different things.
I understand that. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I have a couple of emails and tweets here I'd like to get some response from you to. Russ, if Republic Services is confident that there are no threats to our community from their landfills, why do they not share their data openly instead of repeatedly making our state waste taxpayer money to take them to court to get the data our state needs to get the job of protecting us?
You know, nothing would make me happier than to have your audience go to BridgetonLandfill.com and take a look at every single data point that we collect and make public, everything that is provided to state and federal authorities as part of all the monitoring and operations we do. It's all publicly available.
Right. Another tweet here is Republic does not like to admit that they have an odor problem outside of the landfill. If this is true, why do they use a big machine at the landfill to spray perfume into the air? That's a new one on me.
They're referring to a sort of a misting system that is used at a lot of landfills to address odor-related issues. But I love the fact that we got that tweet because often what's forgot about in this conversation as it relates to odor is the fact that Bridgeton Landfill sits in an industrial area. And the largest active landfill in the state of Missouri is about a mile and a half as the crow flies from Bridgeton Landfill. So a lot of the residents that sometimes articulate odor concerns, you know, especially in the summer when the winds are going south-southwest, what they're experiencing is something that comes from another industrial or even another landfill and not Bridgeton.
One final question. Why can't this fire, again, I'm using that word, be put out?
Well, if it were – so going back to just junior high science, you know, fire takes oxygen. This is, you know, the reaction. You say fire, I say subsurface reaction. It sits almost 200 feet deep. And there is no oxygen. You're talking about all that waste that, you know, stacks up on top of that. Oxygen just simply does not exist. If it were a circumstance where it did, then you'd be talking about a completely different response. Our response is to manage the reaction and essentially let itself extinguish. It's got to consume waste for fuel. As it does that, it will, over time, self-extinguish.
Right.
Some of it is a lot closer to the surface. And also, how long do you expect that reaction to continue?
That's a great question. I wish I had you know, the answer. That's the million-dollar, you know, question. But reactions, generally, industry experts and academics will tell you, can be anywhere from 3 to 7 years of life. But in part, to reduce and control odor, you've got to manage the reaction. And that also then, in effect, prolongs the life of the reaction. I believe it was said earlier that it was first discovered in December of 2010. You know, here we are in 2015. I think it's safe to say that we've got a few more years left of the reaction going. I'd hate to speculate how many, but a few more.
And Republic spent $150 million so far?
Yes, sir. We're $150 million in. We've actually told our investors to anticipate another $190 million over the life of it. But that's why I'm proud to work at a company like this, because it's stepping up and doing the right thing.
We're going to have to let it go at that. I want to thank you, Russ Nocke, for being with us and giving us your company's point of view on all of this. You're taking a lot of heat, no pun intended.
We are taking a little bit of that, but thank you for the opportunity.
And Mike Peterson, thank you for being with us from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Thanks, Tom.
Engineers and Veronique LaCopra, thank you so much for being with us. We have to move
along, Tom.
Because we're going to be talking about that Missouri legislative veto session that started and ended yesterday with Joe Manis. Back in a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.